Welcome back to the Sammy Saga Comedy Podcast. I am your host,
Sammy.
This episode I'm being joined by a single guest this time. His name is Josh Shell, who runs the podcast called Let's Start a Cult. It's a pretty cool podcast. I'd check it out if I were you. Today you'll get to listen in as we play a game called Slide Right, the game where I give my guests a Google Slides presentation. They have to present it, and they know absolutely nothing about it. It's funny because they suck at it usually, but he's actually pretty good, and it's actually really funny, so stay tuned for that. And we also play Character Clash, the game where he gives me three numbers, I give him three random things, those being a character, ability, and a weapon. And I get to do that against him today for the first time. The host gets to play, and we just go against each other on why our character would win. If you don't understand it, you'll get it later on. That's really fun. And if you do like this episode, please consider following the podcast on wherever the hell you listen to it. New episodes are released every Monday at 12 p.m. PST. That is Pacific Standard Time. Ladies and gentlemen, Sammy Saga continues. Hello, what is going on, Mr. Josh?
Not much, man. How about you?
Oh, it's going great. You ready to rumble and have some fun?
As ready as I'm gonna be.
That sounds great. Everybody, I present to you Joshua Shell, the man with the cool last name. Josh, why don't you tell us about your podcast?
So I do a podcast called Let's Start a Cult. And we focus on cults, obviously. So each episode, I have a couple guests on, and then I teach them about a different cult that week. And yeah, it's a good time. And if you're interested in cults or learning about crazy people, feel free to join us there.
All right. That's an interesting niche too, as well.
it's a good conversation starter. That's for sure.
Yeah, I can vouch for that. I can definitely vouch for that. I listened to it. Amazing.
I appreciate that.
Not blowing smoke. Yeah. So today, we just have Joshua Shell. And we're not going to have any less fun, though, because I'm going to have Joshua present. That's right. Not one, but two Google Slides presentations. So it's going to be extra wicked today. And yeah, are you ready, Josh?
I'm ready to go. Let's do it.
Oh boy. All right. I'm going to share my screen and I'm going to have you take it away whenever you're ready. Just tell me to go to the next slide or give me a pause or something, you know.
All right. So today I'm going to be teaching everyone how to secure their home because, I mean, 2020, getting wild out there, getting crazy with the, you know, politics, corona. You want to be able, you want to make sure your home's locked down, secure.
Right.
So the first thing you'll need is a huge, just this massive turret pointed straight at your front door for, you know, in case the mailman is taking too long. You're never sure, you know. Jehovah's Witnesses are at your door too long. you tell them you're not interested. You got to keep it there for protection. It's the most guaranteed way to keep them keep anyone out of your house. And oh god, I don't even know what this is. I mean, I know what this is. I made this slide. It's a on your front lawn, what you'll want to do is basically take the top of a tank off and place it on your lawn so that, you know, if the army happens to roll by because they're, you know, they're trying to take over your home, your property, you want to have that massive tank shell that can just take out thousands of people, it looks like, in seconds. So you'll definitely want that. It's a good way to keep people away from your property. Something to keep people away from your door. Now this keeps you away from the property.
Very far away, sounds like.
a couple miles away. Oh my God. So because Halloween's over, costumes are on sale. You can get them for a steal right now. And the most scary thing to anyone is obviously a giant squirrel suit. So you'll want to pick up, it doesn't matter, Alvin, Chipmunks, it doesn't matter what you get. You just want to pick up the biggest suit that you can. And you want to put your children in it or something so that they can stand guard in that suit and look large and menacing outside your house.
Yeah, that's pretty terrifying.
It has to be your kids too. It can't be anyone else. So obviously, how you want to hear how I personally protect my property as one who's qualified to teach this. So I bought 67 landmines from eBay and put them all around my yard. And you may be asking, why 67? And the answer is 68 just sounds like way too much. And 66 doesn't quite cover every square inch of my property. So 67 was that perfect number. Your number might be a little different, but make sure it covers everything. Mm-hmm. So no one comes near my yard anymore. Occasionally though, you know, you have that stray dog, cat that wanders around your neighborhood. If you hear a large boom, you know, don't sweat it. Just go back to eBay, purchase a couple more. And maybe some dirt, because you might need to do some landscaping after as well.
67 landmines.
So the next thing you want to get is everyone has this. You have a baseball bat, obviously. You play a game, little league with the kids, whatever it happens to be. You got the baseball bat. You'll need to purchase a drone though. And this is for multiple reasons. One, you tie the bat to the drone to fight off invaders, obviously. But two, the drone itself acts as an annoyance beacon so that no one will want to come near your property because they'll be way too annoyed by the sound a drone makes. And I can personally testify to that, because drones are the most annoying sounds in the world. And if you fly them in parks, you're the worst person. I'll stand by that.
Especially with baseball bats.
Especially with the baseball bat. And everyone has this problem where you have geese or ducks or something, some sort of bird, water bird, that is always trying to get onto your property. It doesn't matter where you are in the world. If you're middle of the desert, there's always birds trying to get in. What you want to do is you need to get a dog, obviously, for multiple reasons, to sniff out where the mines are, first of all, so that you don't step on them personally. And second, you want the dog to be able to drown birds that get on your property in a small swimming pool. it's a multi-purpose dog for your property.
I see. So you're saying, did you take this picture?
Yes, this is my personal dog and my personal pool. Just on the dock outside of my house, we have tons of birds, and I've trained my dog to dispatch them. So this one is more for my my warm weather friends that need security. You'll need to grab the largest lizard, iguana. I don't know what that is, but
I actually don't know either.
I'm from Canada. We don't have those things. But you want to grab the biggest lizard, reptile. It could be grab a crocodile. That works too. And you want to put a security guard uniform on it, hoodie, sweater, whatever. It doesn't matter. you throw it on the reptile so that it knows what its job is, and it will perch there and protect your property as well. This is in placement of a dog, because sometimes, you know, dogs get too hot down there. You want something then for the warm weather temperature.
Right.
So for security cameras, there's really no point in having a security camera, because I mean, you can see who's on the camera, but it's too late; they're already gone. So right. The solution I've come up with is one that is it's the best solution I think possible. So you grab a steak from your local deli, grab a couple, you know. You want to have them just quickly available. So just leave them around the house. And then when you see someone trespassing on your property, you grab that meat and you just slap them across the face. And this does two things. It deals a bit of poison damage. You know, they get that raw meat. You never know what that could be. And I mean, you've had them lying around your house for weeks now, so it's rotting meat by this point. So they get that. They get the initial slap in the face, and then they might, you know, get a little sick from it later on. They'll be on the toilet for a little bit later. it's way better than security cameras, and I can't recommend it enough.
Yeah, security cameras aren't the best. I might have to try that.
Yeah, I definitely recommend it. You can buy them in bulk, steak as well. Oh, okay. So.
Convenient.
And that's it. So, you know, the best way to protect your house, just to recap, you know, you got drones with bats, dogs that hate ducks, large squirrel suits, and a large tank on your lawn. And those things will guarantee to keep you safe going into 2021.
Brilliant.
It's hard because I'm competing against myself in the next ones.
That's right. I'll have to judge how good you... That was a good one. I like that one.
We'll have to figure out which one I do better on. That's any pointers for me?
Oh, any pointers? Yes. Don't be so good at it. You're amazing at this game. Good job. Some people are not the best, but...
Not going to lie, this was most of my college career was making my way through presentations, so I got pretty good at it. Not going to lie. If any of my profs are listening to this, I apologize, but thank you for passing me.
This game is so ironic because I get so nervous during class presentations. I can't. I can't. That's why it's so funny. All right. So... A big round of applause for Josh, everybody at home. I want to be able to hear you clapping when I'm sleeping. That's
weird. I hear something.
Yeah, me too. All right, I'm going to have you present this next one. And I don't know if this is going to be easier or more difficult for you, but right. I'm excited to find out which one.
Okay. This will be fun.
Take it away whenever you're ready.
Yeah, so... I love sports. They're my favorite things in the world, but sometimes I find them a little boring. They you know, hockey, sometimes there's not enough goals, and same with soccer, and then football, you got the concussions, so you're always worrying about the players. But I've come up with a few new sports that I think we should they should become our main sports going forward in you know, 2020 and beyond. I think these are going to be sports that will revolutionize the industry. So we'll go to the next slide here. So boxing is a dying sport. It's going out. There's not too many, you know, like, you know, ever since Creed came out, it's kind of dwindled. There hasn't been quite as much hype around boxing. And I think the best way to bring the sport back is to build the arena underwater and have the athletes fight underneath the water. And this does two things for excitement. You know, there is the possibility of drowning, which is always exciting. You never know when that's going to happen. Knockouts become 100% more dangerous. And the punches, they have to be harder because underwater when you're punching someone, it doesn't feel like much. So the athletes got to get stronger. They got to get bigger. And I think that would be an interesting interesting fight. It'd be a quicker fight, obviously. So, you know, you get that TikTok crowd coming in. They want to see stuff like instant. You have a quick fight. Someone starts drowning. You do CPR. You can show that part too. It's an all-around sport for everyone in the family.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
I mean, I have many questions, but one particular one. How does an audience safely watch this sport?
So how I picture it is, you know, giant aquariums at the zoo? I picture something very similar to that. This picture doesn't, it's a mock picture, you know? It doesn't quite show the glass around it. But like a giant aquarium that goes straight up to the ceiling, and the fans are just around the aquarium watching, just as if it was a zoo or something like that. But this time, we're not harming dolphins or anything, so double bonus. We're harming, well, it's consensual harm. So you do it already in boxing. It's the same thing.
Right.
Yeah. So this one, our U.S. troops, Canadian troops, whatever troops are out there fighting our war, they don't quite have the equipment we have here. They don't quite have, you know, they're busy fighting a war. They don't quite have the time to build stadiums or do stuff like that. So I think for the troops, I had to come up with a sport for them that would work. And the best one I could come up with was they've got all these mortars around, these like the equipment to fire large shells. So I figured what we could do would be baby toss. And I know what you're thinking, that's terrible. And don't worry, they aren't real babies. They are, you know, the simulation babies you get in school where they cry and like they fake it. It's not real. So, you know, humanity wise, it's just more entertaining to see. You're worried about it, but you know it's not real. It's a fake. So they put these fake babies in the mortar and they see how far they can shoot it and how accurately. So it's like a giant dartboard on the other side of the field or anything large. It has to be a large area. And you fire that off and you have guys on the other end who mark out how far it is, just like in curling or darts. And then whoever gets closest to the circle wins. So it can be as many players as you want, as long as there are enough mortar. I don't know. Shell. What are those called? Mortar. The thing that actually fires the mortars.
I don't know.
Cannon. We'll call it a mortar cannon. So as long as there's enough of those and enough fake babies, we can fire. We can have as many teams as you want.
The sky's the limit.
Exactly. And that's actually the motto of the sport. So there's a lot of furries in the world. And I think they're getting out of control. So we need a safe spot for them that allows them to be themselves as well as show out their physical specimens. So I think what we need to do is bring back chariot races, but this time instead of horses, we use furries. We just, you know, people love to dress up in suits. Why not let them? Why not let them do that? Make money. They become the horse in the scenario of chariots. So they, you know, we strap the chariot to them, strap a person into the chariot, and they race. And you know, it's a no holds bar. They all get weapons. They can knock each other off. They can break the wheels, and it's a dangerous sport, but definitely one that will make people enjoy furries more. I think that'll make them appreciate them more.
So is this a moment where they were training, or is this a part of the actual event of the sport?
It's clearly training because it is a park. It's not a regulation stadium. We're bringing back the Colosseums, and so this is clearly just, you know, a Sunday morning train where they go run around the block or something like that.
Okay. That's interesting. Oh
God, I don't even know how I'm gonna pronounce that.
no.
Which is my why I wanted to make it that. So the next sport is definitely one of my favorites. It's called Flinjig. I had to make it a hard name because it has to stand out. It has to have that name that you remember. And it was created by my mother, whose name is Kronk. It's a strong European last name or first name. That just means strong, and she had a special message that she wanted me to give to you. And she said, just because the moon does not come out at night doesn't mean does not or doesn't not mean doesn't not won't mean you cannot see where you won't. So what that means is she kind of lost her mind near the end of her life, and she was very blind. But she had this this disease that allowed her to see a small pinhole. So she always thought that was the moon, and when she closed her eyes, sometimes it didn't. I don't know. Kronk was a great woman, and God rest her soul. She's also in this next slide here, so we'll go to the next slide. Beautiful. Beautiful as the day I remember her. She powerful jaw, large nose, and loved my egg sandwiches I made her in the morning. Very short woman though, very short woman. Always had to look up at the table. And yeah, miss her dearly is what I'll say. I don't know what sport this is, by the
Everybody who's listening to this, please watch the YouTube
I could describe her to you.
I mean, you can try.
I don't even know what kind of animal that
Me neither. I don't know if that's even an animal.
It's like an antelope mixed with a wild
This
boar, or not an animal, an anteater, basically. Yeah, it's a very interesting creature.
can't
Kronk
even tell.
was.
Kronk.
This one is a fun one that you can play at home. It's fun for the family. Gets your pets involved. You got a dog, cat, doesn't matter. You have an animal that loves getting involved with the family. And so what you can do is you grab as many oranges as you can, and you might have to flatten them a little bit to get them to stay. But what you want to do is you want to see how many oranges you can stack on top of your dog or cat or turtle or whatever you have around the house, and it's fun for the family that you get to see, count how many you get, and the dog loves it because it's getting attention, basically. So this one's called Orange.
Orange.
Orange, you glad you got a pet. That's what it's called. So yeah, that's the sport there.
Can any dog do it? Like, if I had a Chihuahua, do you think that would still work?
That's like. So you know how in chess, or well, any game, I guess, you have harder difficulties. So the smaller the dog, the harder the difficulty the game gets. So it's like a yeah. If you want a harder difficulty, you get a smaller dog. Yeah. So this one is for my gun fanatics out there, the people that go to the gun range, love to shoot. And also love animals. A lot of my sports are animal based, and we are pro animal for these sports. And so what you do is you grab an alpaca, a llama, whatever you have around the house, and you strap your largest gun to the top of it. And hopefully your friend also has one, because what you're going to need to do is just like jousting, you're going to have to line up on opposite ends of a large dirt path,
Oh
and
no.
you charge at each other, and the first one to knock the other one off with a bullet is the winner. Now this one has a few issues. Obviously, you're going to go through a lot of llamas. You're going to go through a lot of friends. But if you get really good at it, no one will fuck with you. it's a sport of immense power. You know, people say football players are the toughest, but once you play this, I don't think anyone will go against you being the most powerful athlete in the world.
I imagine you go through a lot of those llamas too.
So many llamas. It is a unfortunate, thing that happens in the sport, but the llamas love it for the 3 seconds that they're in the sport.
They're not dying.
Exactly. Okay. So all these sports like seem dangerous, but there are some more dangerous sports that I couldn't talk about because they, you know, they give me a bit of the heebie-jeebies and the hanky-pankies. And some of these sports include death chess, chess death, chess chess, and death death, and giraffe. Now, you're probably wondering, what exactly are these sports? And I don't want to get too much into them, but let's just say giraffe is the most terrible thing anyone has ever thought of in the world for the history of forever. And I'd never want to, I don't want anyone to ever think this would be a good sport to start. So I've burned that notebook and no one will ever see the light of that sport.
Does it involve a giraffe?
Oh, it involves many giraffes, many, many giraffes in compromising positions.
I see. What's the basic rundown of death chess? Just death chess.
Oh, death chess. That's an easy one. Like, you ever watch Harry Potter, the very first one where they're life-size chess pieces? So basically it's that, but it's people. And consensual, obviously. Like, these people want to be in it. But if you try and take a piece of a chess piece, they have to fight to the death. And so it could go either way. If you have really good fighters, it doesn't matter if the other player is smarter than you, you just win anyway. Yeah. So it's a bit dark, which is why I didn't, it's on this list of never play.
That's surprising, because a lot of the other ones seemed very lethal.
No, they're fine. Orange, you glad you got a dog? That's a good one. Harmless. And that's all my sports. So I appreciate you guys listening. I know quarantine's been tough, but some of these sports you can play at home, get the whole family involved. And then, pass the time if you need to.
Right. Thank you, Joshua. Woo. Everybody, give him a round of applause.
Has anyone ever presented two before?
No one has. You are the first. Damn. You are the first. So double round of applause. Woo. Congratulations.
I needed a drink there.
And
not that long.
A great job at that, actually. I got to admit, sometimes I like to throw some twisty ones in there. I mean, you did pretty good with those twisty ones.
I don't know how many times I said but if everyone's listening, they're gonna hate me.
All right, so good job.
Thanks. That was good.
Yeah, the next game is one that pretty much everybody's heard of. If you listen to like two of the podcasts or something, it's called Character Clash. Basically, it's Super Fight. Just to put it out there,
fight without getting sued. I like it.
Basically, he gives me three numbers, and this time I'm going to be playing against him, seeing as we have no third guest. I'm going to be playing against him for the first time. The host gets to play, and we're going to go against each other with the results that we get from those three numbers. You guys will understand it. If you're smart enough to eat a bagel, you can understand this. All right, give me three numbers.
God. Three numbers from what?
Sorry, 1 to 70.
1 to 70, okay. Got to go 1.
Okay.
67. because that's the perfect amount of minds.
Mm-hmm.
And let's say 42.
All right. So one, that means you are Batman.
Hell yes.
You are Batman that has a... I'll put this in the chat, by the way, so you can see it. That has a tomato slingshot.
Okay.
And get this, you are also swinging a shark on a chain.
Okay.
On a...
You know what?
Not
I was worried about the tomato, but the shark is definitely a good one.
And, okay, let me put this in here. So just to reiterate here for everybody, Josh is Batman with a tomato slingshot, and he is swinging a shark on a chain. And when I say you're Batman, you have everything that Batman could and, you know, is able to do.
So okay,
you're looking
cool.
Pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'm actually a Shark-mato man.
All right, let me pull up an RNG here so I am not biased because I remember some of them. Okay, 29 is what I got. 29, 25.
Nice.
And actually, I'll have you pick the last one. Pick another number.
Oh. Let's go high. Let's go 57.
57. All right. No one's chose 57 before. Like I remember. 29. I am... Oh, Jesus. I'm Mickey Mouse. But not to worry because I have a banjo. Okay.
All right. Fucking easy fight.
And hopefully this is my saving throw here. I'm wearing extremely heavy metal armor.
I don't know if that's helpful.
Okay. Wearing... How do you spell wearing? Wearing extremely
whatever
heavy metal armor. Okay, so I know the odds are against me here, but I'm still gonna argue my point here.
That's fair. I want you to go first because I feel I have the leg up. I feel you have to protect me.
Oh, do you have the leg up? Yeah, okay. I'll go first then. So as Mickey Mouse with a banjo wearing extremely heavy metal armor, I think that, you know, Mickey Mouse, he already has this roster of tools. You know, that Mickey Mouse Catool, you seen that thing with that wheel that he spins, I think. And then he has those little tools.
I've never heard of this. Is this like,
it was on the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse TV show.
Okay, interesting. I don't know if I ever watched
it. It can range from like ladders to ropes or just basic random things that could help you get out of a tight situation. So
okay,
I have those.
Batman in that regards.
Almost. He's like a
poor like, man's Batman.
Yeah. I'm wearing heavy metal armor. That probably will slow me down, but you know, I think that it's gonna protect me more than it's gonna do me bad. What's your take on this?
So here's my take on it. I don't even think I'll need the shark if I'm being being honest.
I think
I could just knock you over with a tomato and then just, you know, slowly wait for you to starve. Because I don't think I need to do it anymore. If you're on your back, I don't know if I don't even think you're getting up, to be honest. I think you're just lying there and Batman's just waiting. You can beat Superman. I think you can beat Mickey Mouse.
I can't.
Back up, he has the shark just to, you know, right, take a big bite out of you if he needs to.
He just puts it in his pocket when he doesn't need it.
Yeah, exactly. It's just his, I don't even know if bat works with that.
Bat shark.
Bat. Yeah, I can't make it work, but it's a shark on a chain, so.
I would argue a second point, but I think you do have me pinned there. I don't think that that's gonna...
I appreciated your effort of trying to defend it though.
Yeah, that is unfortunately not going to work. We'll do another one here. Give me three numbers from 1 to 70.
8.
Mm-hmm.
34.
All right.
And 31.
All right. You are Jack Sparrow.
Okay.
And 34. You have a harpoon gun, so fitting.
All right. That does kind of work.
Harpoon gun. And you are super smart. Wow. Okay. It's giving you all the good ones. Okay.
That is a pretty good one.
Why don't you... Okay, I'm going to choose two and you choose one. So go ahead and choose one.
You want me to choose one first?
Yeah.
Let's go 70. I kind of want to see what 70 is.
I forgot what 70 is. All right. 70. And then I'll choose two. So random number generator, 18 and 46. 18, 46. Like I remember what any of these are anyways. All right, 70. I am Ultra Nipple Taser Shark. Okay.
God,
whatever that is. Ultra Nipple Taser Shark. It's from a card game that I made a while back. I just slapped it in. It's exactly what it sounds like. Yeah.
None of them are good.
I am armed with a very sharpened pencil.
All right.
And last but not least, 46. I have dynamite strapped to my toes.
So I guess worst comes to worst, you just blow your legs off.
So let me put this in the chat here. So for everybody, Josh is Jack Sparrow with a harpoon gun, and he's very smart. And I, on the other hand, am Ultra Nipple Taser Shark, who has a very sharpened pencil and dynamite strapped to my toes. I don't even know how that works, but sure.
I want to classify some stuff. So you don't have toes because you're a shark, so would it be like your fin or
my
something?
My fin,
like your...
yeah.
Okay.
I just have toes.
I think that would make this more interesting is if we fought it as if Jack Sparrow was on like a dinky boat and you were a shark trying to kill him. I think that makes it interesting.
Yeah.
I'll go first this time. So Jack Sparrow, you know, pretty wily guy. He's escaped on this like little dinghy basically and got a harpoon gun. And for some reason, he's really smart. He wasn't in the movies, but now he is. I think as a shark, I think a harpoon gun, you know, takes you out pretty easily. And Jack Sparrow with his infinite pirate knowledge and being as smart as he is, I think he knows exactly where to aim to take you out. My only concern would be the dynamite, which might just kill us both. So,
interesting.
So yeah, I think I have this one with the harpoon gun, but I'll let you defend.
Okay, no, that's a good point. Harpoon guns are pretty much the bane of existence for sharks. That's very inconvenient for me. The odds are very, very random here. I gotta admit, my sharpened pencil is not gonna do much. I just have to admit that because I can't really use it with my little fins. My taser would be ineffective because it's underwater.
True.
Damn it.
I'm trying to picture how that would work. So you have tasers for nipples.
No. Actually, yeah, that's not better. That's not the picture I was painting, but that makes more sense now that I think about it.
That's what I was picturing. I was just picturing two tasers on your nipple, like instead of nipples.
Originally, the Ultra Nipple Taser Shark was just supposed to be a regular shark with a taser, but its nipples were just ultra. But you know what? Well, I'll go with, not like it makes a difference here, I guess. But
I was going to say, I think mine gives you a bit more of an advantage.
The dynamite strapped to my toes would most likely kill us both. So,
would dynamite work underwater?
I mean, it's an explosion.
Yeah, that's true, I guess.
It's dynamite, too. This is like some strong stuff.
Strong ass.
So it would definitely kill me if it were to explode. But if I could hit you at the same time.
Yeah, I think there is a real possibility that this ends in a stalemate if you just... whack me with your flipper as it's exploding. We both just go out in flames.
I think that's what's going to have to happen.
Okay, yeah, I'm okay with that. You know what? I was very confident with Jack Sparrow until you had the dynamite. But
the super...
You use your taser nipples to explode the dynamite.
That was good. So, thank you for watching, everybody. This has been Sammy Saga with my boy Joshua Shell. He's really cool. Check out his podcast. It's in the description. And anything you want to say, Josh, real quick?
No, I appreciate you having me out. And yeah, if everyone goes checks out Let's Start a Cult podcast, I'd appreciate that. We'd love to have you part of the cult, as they say there. So yeah, thanks for having me, man. It was a lot of fun.
Great. All right. I will see you later. Bye.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening in on today's podcast. You can find Sammy Saga on all platforms. That's right, every single platform, even that one that you're thinking of. My social medias are in the description as well, so if you do want to stay updated with everything, I post daily. So that's going to be the best way to stay updated, is on my Twitter, Instagram, everything's down there. Just go take a look. I had an absolute blast with Josh Shell, and check out his podcast. It's really cool. I hope you enjoyed today's podcast as well, and if you did, then hopefully I will see you next week. And yeah, I'm going to shut up so you can enjoy your day. See you next week.